So I'm going to now just say a little bit, just to remind you, really, of what I was sharing with you two Sundays ago. And then we're going to divide up into smaller groups to discuss some points, which hopefully the people that are leading the groups they've got some pointers to help you in your discussion. So two Sundays ago, we looked together at John chapter 15, verse 26, through to chapter 16, verse 8, and to see what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit as part of his team talk to his disciples. I think you're going to be reading that passage in your groups in a little while. But just for a few minutes, let me remind you briefly of some of the topics that I touched on and that might form part of your conversation in your groups. The first thing that I drew your attention to was the context in which these verses fall. That is, just after Jesus has spoken to his disciples about how challenging and costly following him would be. And he doesn't want them to fall away as a result of that cost and the challenge of sometimes being rejected and disappointed as they shared the gospel with others. And so having outlined some of the possible occasional negative results of getting involved in this mission, he now says, but, and then he speaks about the all-important coming of the Holy Spirit after Jesus has left them. The second thing that I mentioned was the fact that Jesus had to leave them, because it was only by his going and his sending the Spirit into every believer that the spreading of the gospel could go global. Up to this point, the mission was confined to where Jesus was physically, but the good news of the kingdom of God somehow had to go to the ends of the earth. So Jesus now explains something of the central significance of the promise that he's now making concerning the Holy Spirit. And this is an important fact for us to realize about the Holy Spirit. His priority is not just how his coming impacts us as individuals, but the impact that he has on us as a church and as the church as a whole in taking the gospel to the world out there. And then the third thing that I wanted us to see was how central and essential the presence of the Holy Spirit in and with each of us is, because it is him that convicts people of sin, righteousness, and judgment. By ourselves, we simply cannot effectively do what Jesus has called us to do. The Spirit is not an add-on. He is absolutely fundamental for the growth and expansion of the kingdom of God. So those are my reminders of what I talked about last time. And I hope that they'll lead to some helpful discussion about how that impacts our lives, how that affects the way that we carry on with the mission of Jesus. So I hope you have a great time. And apparently David's going to make it possible for me to silently move into the groups and just listen to you. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want you to feel inhibited at all by my presence, but I'm just going to sneak around and come in behind you while you're not looking. And then we'll get back together at the end to see how your discussions went. Have a great time.